Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocks the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Happy Football Friday. Wow, that's it. Football Friday, baby. Look at it. Oh, it feels good to be on a Football Friday. Last night, fabulous. Just, it was great, man. Just being back, watching the game, and it was fantastic, I thought. I just thought, it was, the telecast was good. It didn't matter that there was, you know, just 15,000 people in the stands. It didn't feel weird. And it was good football. It was quality. It's quality football. And, the Chiefs are good, aren't they? Wow. I just love watching Mahomes. And my boy coached a hell of a game, Tunis, on defense. I just got the text, the thumbs up, heart emoji. Did a great job last night. They, Sean Watson's a hell of a player. And they were able to kind of shut them down. That's for the garbage touchdowns at the end. What a fun way to kick off the season. As nasty as it is outside in the real world with the forest fires roaring and pandemics and storms and social unrest, I got to tell you, it felt good to kind of get under the covers with football. There's nothing better than to just keep you coming. It kind of keeps you sane and keeps you going. So it was a great night. We will celebrate Eagles all day today and our own relationship with football. And it's a show I love to do every year, and I've done it. This is probably year number 20. I love it. Every year I love doing it. And it's what we love about football. What makes football special in Philadelphia? I absolutely love this show because it taps into why we are fans. I love the study. And a lot of times it's like it's a bit of sociology. Like why do we gravitate toward it here? You know, why is it so important for us? And it is. It's wholly important. Wholly and holy, both of them. There is a community that is greater than just watching a game. So I want to tackle that, dive into that sort of thing today. We'll have all kinds of picks and fantasy stuff. You name it, we got to cover. We got you covered with all of that. I do have to start, though, because in addition to the football stuff, the Phillies, I enjoy them, right? Like, I'm in on them every night. As much as I grouse about Klentak, I love them. But last night is why they drive you insane. It's exactly why you drive. It's exactly why the general manager can't come back. They needed someone else to, you know, steer the ship. They need another steward badly. So once again, Girardi looks around and he goes, "All right, well, go ahead, Tommy. 6'3". I mean, how bad? You can't mess this up, right? 6'3".
Sorry, it wasn't good enough.
There it is. And it was going through my head the whole time as he loaded the bases. Unreal. Phil's fighting with the Marlins. The Marlins have had their number. And we go, all right, 7 games. It's time to go 5-2. And I can't believe they lost that game. And I watched it. I took a break from football to go back. I was following along. I had both devices going, TV and phone. And I was going back and forth. And I'm going, you can't lose this game. They're not going to lose this game. There's no way they're going to lose this game. And that was a horrible loss. It was a loss that just strikes deep. It was a kick in the junk is what it was. And speaking of junk, there's Zach Wheeler. We need him, right? We're going to have Zach Wheeler and Nola in a doubleheader. You won't even need the bullpen with those two going, right? Get two wins right off the bat. Bang, bang. And he injures his finger pulling up his zipper. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, that's what Jordy said in my head. You can't make it up. So not only do they lose a game that they had won, 6-3, but now you don't have Wheeler good to go. Oh, my God. It's the Marlins are the ultimate nightmare. I don't remember a team that has tortured us like this ever. Yeah, there's been times, you know, up and down, Cowboys, Giants, you know, we've had those teams. But never the Marlins, this gross franchise. And Phillies can't beat them. And they're locked in a playoff race with them. And they can't beat them. And as much as I can't wait to talk football all day, we got Judas. I can't fathom that they lost this game.
Yeah, that kicking the junk. Judas. Good morning. Kicking the junk is perfect. Is what you said. I mean, that's the first thing you texted me right away. You texted me the Tommy Hunter drop.
Sorry, it wasn't good enough.
And that was before they even lost. And I go, you got to be kidding me. You're up 6-3, and sometimes we know the psyche of sports. Sometimes you're up 6-3 against a bad team. You take your foot off the gas pedal. Your head's not there.
Right.
But this isn't a bad Marlins team. This is a Marlins team that is now just a half a game behind you for that second spot in the NL East. A second spot which gets you into the playoffs this year.
That's right.
And now you already have that psyche, speaking of psyches, where you dropped 2 of 3 to start the season. And it was the team that... Basically, they didn't knock you out of the playoffs last year, but they made a pretty big impact last year against you and part of your collapse. Now, this year, you're already, 1-3 against them? And this game, you blow the lead. And it's the beginning of a 7-game series. And I guarantee you, there are so many people in that locker room that are going, we just can't beat this team. And that's not a good mindset to have, beginning a 7-game series, an important 7-game series that depends a lot on the playoffs. It's just outrageous. It happens over and over again with this team.
I don't understand, Andrew. I don't get it. I hate this Tommy Hunter. Oh, I hate him.
His 89-mile-per-hour cutter's not doing it for you?
I just hate him. I hate his face. I hate him. I hate when he comes in the game. I hate his personality.
Well, that's why I ripped him for those comments, because he had two good outings. And then he felt chesty enough to be able to,
he'll play around. It's Tommy Cam. And remember, he was looking for the home run ball. Mm-hmm. And all. I hate the dude. He sucks. All right? But here's the thing. He's just bad enough to torture you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, he's not... Overall, he's not a bad pitcher, right? He's not horrible. But he comes up small, and he's bad enough to just torture you. And I hate him.
Sorry it wasn't good enough.
Sorry it wasn't good enough.
And there it is last night. Yeah, dude. What? Listen, I don't want jokesters, the baseball jokester and all that stuff. Not in September. This is pennant race. I don't care if it's for bogus or not. Right? It's pennant race. I'm in. I want them to go to the playoffs.
And yeah, not only are the Marlins right behind you, you're right behind the Braves for first place.
Oh, well,
you are.
Yeah,
you're right behind the Braves for first place, and you give up another game to the Marlins again.
Well, the stat that you told me is amazing. Absolutely amazing. that they've played 40 games?
Yes.
And they have led in 34 of them.
Yes. Their record is 21-19.
34. So they've led 34-6. Oh, my God.
And they're 21-19.
And, you know, listen, it's not all 1-0 game. Like, they're up 1-0. Nah. They've blown lead after lead. This bullpen has, it's just been a disaster. It's amazing how that one entity can completely derail you.
Yeah, and we keep on saying, imagine if they just had a mediocre bullpen. Like, they went from historically bad to still below average with the moves that Matt Klentak made, but below average was an improvement from what they were. Remember, we were putting out stats. It's the first time since the 1960s when it was the Kansas City Athletics that had this bad of a bullpen. They weren't even in Oakland yet. And now you go from totally incompetent to you're below average. Below average is still going to hurt you. It's still going to kill you. And you saw it again last night. And now game two of today's doubleheader, you have to do a bullpen game. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, and here's the issue, too, is that here we expected that, you know, we wanted, I said 5-2.
Yep.
Right? You got both your aces pitching. Now, this is before Wheeler gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But you have both your aces pitching. You had to make a statement. You got to go 5-2. That's what it is. And this team, you just blew one off. You blew it. You blew it.
He finally got an outing from Jake, like an okay outing.
And he walked the tightrope last night,
yes,
too.
Yes, he did.
But they were able to, you're up 6-3, he's out of the game with the lead. And now you got a bullpen game where your bullpen absolutely blows. So now all the pressure's on Nola. All the pressure in the world's on Nola.
Need him to go 9 innings or 7 because it's a doubleheader.
Right.
He needs to go all 7. You're the ace. Let's go. You got to go all 7.
And, you know, I mean, by and large, he's phenomenal, but he has his clunkers.
His last outing.
Right.
Was a clunker.
Right.
It's the Mets.
Right. And they can't afford that today.
No, because you can't depend on the bullpen game to get you off the schneid. Right.
And it's weird because the Marlins going bullpen game 1 against Nola. And in game 2, they got Rogers, the kid who's pretty good.
Yes, he is.
He's got good stuff. So, you know, you're looking at a split where you were before looking to grab 2. If you have Nola Wheeler going.
Yeah.
Whew, dude. And then look what you got. Look what's face. Look what's up next.
And then you got to do the Velasquez one outing. You got to do the Eflin. And then hopefully, you know, Girardi was saying at the earliest would be Monday for Wheeler. Yeah. Earliest. That doesn't mean he's pitching Monday.
Right.
And like you said, you were in a good spot today. Yeah. Today you're in a good spot. Win or lose game 1, you're in a good spot with your 2 guys going. Now you don't have both of them going. And now you know that mindset in that clubhouse is, my God, what do we have to do to beat this team?
I know. Anyway, we will talk about them, and you can get off your chest. This Tommy Hunter is now, to me, in the parade of hate the faces.
Wow. Yeah, that's fair, actually. I'm not going to deny that.
No, there's been... there's a parade of hate the faces in Philadelphia. I always wanted to do the loser parade.
Where you put the cutouts?
Where you have all the cutouts of the people we hate. Think about it. The Andy Ashbys.
Yeah. Right? Well, what makes it worse with Hunter is that Matt Klentak likes him. Like, yeah. Matt Klentak goes out of his way.
He also likes Sean Rodriguez.
Yes, he does. Yes.
Yeah. He's in the parade. He's in that parade. What did you think about the football game?
I loved it. I loved it. I mean, it was kind of strange when they did that first shot and there was, you know, the seats weren't filled, especially because it's Arrowhead, right? So you're thinking Arrowhead's always it's the second loudest stadium each year. It's either them, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, or in Seattle. So they're always in the top 3. And so it was kind of strange to see the lack of fans. But when it came to the game itself, I mean, that was it was spectacular. It was fantastic. Patrick Mahomes is still a magician.
Yeah.
He's still incredible. Andy's still incredible. You know, those first 15 plays, bing, bang, boom, down the field. It was incredible.
I mean, how about that kid? How about that running back?
Oh,
yeah, Hilaire.
Oh, my God.
B-West 2.0.
Oh, my God. He is B-West.
He's B-West 2.0.
B-West is on Mike today. I want him to go. I want him to look in the mirror.
Yeah.
With that kid.
Well, I was watching ESPN this morning, and Ryan Clark, who obviously played against B-West, he said, B-West used to give me fits. Here's the thing. Clyde Simmons-Hilaire is, like, bulkier than B-West. Like, they're the same height, but he seems even bigger. He seems even stronger. That's going to be a problem for the NFL.
I know.
But it was great.
But how about Andy grabbing that kind of weapon?
Oh, incredible. With the last pick in the first round.
And you look at him, and he's got... They're so good. First of all, their line's good. Second of all, you got Kelce. You got Sammy Watkins, who can play at any time, right? Mm-hmm. And you almost forget how good Sammy Watkins is.
Yes.
You got Tyreek Hill, who's, you know, faster than anybody in the league. And then Mecole Hardman, who is a weapon, too. You watch. There will be a game where Mecole Hardman scores 3 touchdowns in the game.
Well, they run those jet sweeps with them. They do all kinds of stuff.
I mean,
he's an incredible weapon.
I mean, they are. No one can beat them in the AFC. I don't see anyone who can beat them in the AFC.
And this goes back why you were begging for speed before the draft. It's because you saw it last night. Now the game itself was good.
Jalen Hurts, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Every time I think about. I see these kids, you know, and I go back to this Jalen Hurts pick. I hate this Jalen Hurts pick as much as I hate Tommy Hunter. I mean, I'm sorry. And I don't mean it. But I just think it was a flush of a pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that talent.
Yeah.
You could have got a real piece.
And in the previous year, the second round, you went Arthega Whiteside behind Alshon Jeffery.
Ugh.
And there's DK Metcalf.
I know.
Who you know is going to have a big year, year two with the Seahawks.
Listen, Sanders, terrific.
Yes.
But it started with the Sidney Jones, Derek Barnett. And since then... Oh my God! I got a rash with that draft. Right? I mean, right or wrong?
Yeah. I mean, it's been pretty bad since that year.
Oh my God!
They had a great draft in 16, and after that, it's
wow. You know, come on,
it's
dude.
Been bad.
And now, listen, I'm hoping Rager's a player, but I just see that second round pick, and it's such a big hole. I still don't even understand it. I still don't like it. I hate it. Hate it. Tommy Hunter hate, but we love football. We heart football. What is it about the sport that we love? Now, I'll start with you, and it's twofold. Our love of football and our love of the Eagles. What is it about football that you love? And you're a baseball man.
Yes.
But like all of us, we're sports people and we compartmentalize. So what is it about football?
I think the biggest thing for football is that no matter what market you're in, you know, you could have a baseball first market, you could have a hockey first market, you could have a basketball first market, it doesn't matter. But in the end, everybody loves football, right? So I'm a big baseball guy, but I know that everybody doesn't love baseball. You know, I know that people don't love hockey. I know people that don't love basketball. But when it comes to football, everybody loves it. So whether it's at Lincoln Financial Field.
What is it? Why?
Why?
Yes.
I don't even want to say it's a Philadelphia thing because I think it's a national thing. I mean, you look at the ratings.
Yes, but yes, it is a national thing for sure. But there is a special kinship with this city. And that team.
Well, it comes back to our roots. And, you know, you always talk about how we're a blue collar city. And when the Eagles were, you know, back in the day, it was a blue collar team. And, you know, defense first, and I'm still a defense first guy, even though I love watching Patrick Mahomes and that Chiefs offense run. I'm a defense first guy, and I think that's the kind of city that we are, right? We're like that gritty, tough city, and
yeah,
that's part of it.
Yeah,
you know, you got your bells that you love. When you think of the bells, you think of third down, you think of fourth down,
and
you think of the defensive stops.
You know, yes, there's a lot more. What is it that we love about football? And what do you love about the Eagles? What is it?
It's all kinds of stuff. I don't even know.
Think about it.
It's like a jacket that my dad owned when I was a kid. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, and I would steal it and wear it. Like, it's all those little things.
Exactly. That's what I want. That's what I want today. Today is a celebration of football. This is our first Football Friday. And, of course, Football Friday on the Fanatic brought to you by AAA. Wherever the open road takes you, take AAA. Football Friday, and I want to talk about it all day and mix in a little Rip Tommy Hunter.
Cue. Sorry it wasn't good enough.
Right on cue, man. That's exactly what I wanted. All right, 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. That's how you reach us, Cuz Radio with Chunis. Just getting started. We'll open up the phone lines. Today's a fun day for you guys. Let me talk about the uncles. I love my uncles. Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul. Family Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Right there in the airport, Auto Mall. Look, they've been down there for three generations, taking care of everybody, right? They're just part and maybe they're pillars and staples of the community. And with fall being almost here, there's no better way to drive into a new season than behind the wheel of a new vehicle from the uncles at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. So family truly believes, Uncle Greg, Uncle Paul, they truly believe in taking care of you just like they have been for the past three generations. And this month is Jeep Adventure Days, which means you'll get big, big savings. There's never been a better time to drive a new Jeep of your own. Get on the road. Start your adventure with 0% APR financing for 72 months. That's 6 years, no interest. You'll always get safe, friendly, fast experience. Their showroom is open for test drives, curbside pickup. You can buy online. They'll deliver right to your doorstep. Call, click, come down to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer. They're the OGs of the Jeeps. Shop these exclusive savings today. Remember, Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're more than a customer, you're family. It's why they're the uncles in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall, online at familyautos.com, and see the uncles for details.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
What up?
All right, 12:30.
Uh-oh.
It's funny. Coming up, we got Stanton, right? And Stanton, I met Stanton last night.
No, really?
He came to see me at Parks.
That's awesome.
It was great, man. It was fantastic. So we were joking about, I said, next time you want to say, just say WTF. All right.
Yeah. Don't need to drop the
just keep it
the bomb.
The Chunis doesn't handle the bad language. It's a lot for you.
Well, I mean, you know, it's part of my job.
I know, but it's tough. It puts you in the spot, the bad
language. Yeah, because you never know if you, you know.
Right.
Sometimes people dump and leave them on, but then you never know when the next one might slip.
Exactly.
So I just go.
You got to be careful. You'll get zipped. All right. Let's get to the people. We got a lot. We got an all-star crew ahead of us. We got Stanton and Edith and Black Gritty and VT Ron and Frankie from Westchester and Brent. Wow.
When I see Edith and when I say VT Ron, I know it's football season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Edith with the Eagles, the Eagle earrings.
Yeah, she got the Eagle earrings.
She came in with the Jason Kelce outfit on that one day.
Remember that?
It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, she's a frontline worker, too.
Hungry dogs run faster.
Healthcare worker, Edith. Great, great Eagle fan. Yeah, all of everybody. Let's get to them. Stanton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Stanton.
Cuz, let me take your speaker.
Thank you, Stanton. It was great seeing you last night, buddy.
Yeah, it was good seeing you in person, yeah. I cashed in, except for your boy, Hunter. He cost me a nickel.
But sorry, other than that, it wasn't good enough.
I had it back, so I had the over. So, it was all right.
Who told you to cheat last night?
You did. You cashed me ticket. Chiefs sending over. The over went by one. But not with the tees. They don't take the tees, so I parlayed it.
There you go. Good man. Glad you won, Stan.
Bad point. That was a shaker. But anyway, cuz, best show on. But,
thank you, my brother.
Going around lighting candles in every church in Philadelphia for them Eagles. I already got Sambrosa. You know, I got like 10 of them this morning.
You got 10
and
churches
I'm going
this morning?
Every parish. And
that's fantastic.
Next week, I got a job down there, and I'll get down there, and I'll hit all of them.
All right, you got to do me a favor.
Yeah.
I want you to this be your little pet project. I want you to write down all the churches that you went to.
Okay, right? I will.
And then we'll catalog a list of all the parishes that you lit a candle for the Eagles. And it's funny, Sal Powell said it on the show because I know your listeners, it runs deep.
I listen.
And your listeners are going to light a candle for the Eagles. I love it. And I want you to catalog all the parishes that you've been to.
I will. I'll catalog them all, and I'll see you up there at Cuz's Corner.
I love it.
Because I'll be up there dropping some, picking up.
Cashing tickets is what you're going to do.
Cashing the tickets. That's right, baby.
There you go. Good luck to you, my brother. You're the best,
man. All right, Ed. You're the best, man.
See you, buddy. Take it easy. It was good seeing him last night, Stanton. I never, we talk to guys all the time. First time I met him in person.
I love putting the face.
Yeah.
The face of the voice.
And you can tell he was like, he's younger than I expected.
Okay.
Certainly younger looking. And he had that kind of cool free spirit vibe about him.
Is he a wisdom man?
Yeah, you can tell he's a fun guy.
Yeah, he's got stories.
Yeah.
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 Exactly. Phil's cost him some.
Sorry it wasn't good enough.
Come on, Tommy.
Can you believe that? I still can't believe they lost that game.
Unbelievable.
They can't lose out to this team. They can't lose to this team. We said 5-2. Well, they lose a winnable game like that.
You know what's going to happen.
And you got no Wheeler.
No one's going to get rocked tonight.
I have that same feeling.
But the bullpen game, they'll win. They'll win the bullpen game. You watch.
I have a feeling Noel's getting beat today.
I hope that's not the case. Nah, he'll be in the soupy weather in Miami. He'll be fine.
The roof will be closed.
I know. See, the humidity sneaks through.
Nah.
He'll be
closed.
He'll be fine.
I'm hoping, man. I hope he pitches well. I just have this, I got a nagging feeling. I don't know if it's a Tommy Hunter feeling.
Of course.
That's, soured. But that was awful last night. I mean, that was hard. I lose that game,
come on,
dude.
Tommy.
Sorry it wasn't good enough. Oh, my God.
Gets all chesty after two good outings.
The worst. Man. Let me get Edith up here. Edith, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Edith.
Hey, Anthony. Hey, Andrew. How you guys doing?
What's going on, Edith?
Good. Guess what, Aunt? Your girl is sitting in the light. I don't know what section I'm in, but I got a cutout.
Oh, fantastic. Yes. We got the Edith cutout.
Yes. We got the cutout in the link. So I'll be watching on the TV at the game day to see if I can find find myself out there.
Oh, that's great. I'm going to be looking for you.
Yep, you got to. But you're going to take Washington. No doubt. We're going to do our thing. We're going down there, and we're going to take care of business.
Yeah, so, I think they roll, man. I like them big, big.
I think so. I think we're gonna have a great, great, great game. I really do. And look, we might have some kinks. We might have to work out. You know.
Yeah, but they're better than that team. You know.
Absolutely, we're better than a lot of teams. We're gonna surprise a lot of people, I think. Because I think people are counting us out because of all our injuries and moving people around and all that stuff. But I think we're going to surprise a lot of people this year. We really are. So,
man, that would be fantastic.
I don't bet against them. I don't care what happens. I never bet against my team. They my squad forever.
Yes. Yes, that's why you're a great Eagle fan, because it runs deep. It's in your blood.
Look, it goes back to Dick DeMille, brother. That's how long I've been watching them. They were out here practicing at Widener. I live not too far from Widener. I could walk to the stadium. And I got to meet him, and I got to meet Kyle Carmichael. I got to meet a lot of those guys, Wilbert Montgomery. And I've been an Eagle fan ever since.
How cool is that? You met Dick Vermeil back in the day.
Back in the day. It might have been like the 1980, I want to say either 80 or 79.
Wow.
Which year, but it was back then. It was a while ago.
Coach Vermeil. One of the beloved men in the history of the Eagles.
Yep, and he's a class act, too. Very classy man. Very friendly. You know, he didn't shut me off or anything.
That's
so,
cool.
You know, I've been an Eagles fan, you know, for a long, long time. And so I raised my girls up Eagles. My husband is Eagle. My house is Eagle. I'm ready to put my flag up on Sunday. I got my green wig ready. My green outside. My earrings. And tell Angie, that's right. I still got them earrings. They are over 20 years old. That's how old them earrings are. I'm ready, baby. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles!
I'm a girl! Come on, Gina! You kidding me?
That's great. She's the best.
Yeah, strong.
By the way, from Tim McManus. So
limited practice for Lane?
Well, we get a little answer as to why he was missing from practice for a while. He actually just had surgery in August on his ankle.
Right.
It was a cleanup.
Right.
They cleaned up. So that's why he's still uncertain for Sunday. You think he plays?
Yes, I do.
I kind of do, too.
I think he plays.
I feel like he's going to push himself to play because he goes, oh, God, I can't go. Pryor and Herbig.
Nah, he plays. He's a beast. I think he plays. Jim from the Palm. I think Stanton is collecting the money from all the candle boxes at the instructions and dropping all the dimes on the games.
No, that's not right. No, that's not right.
Nah, man.
That's a one-way ticket.
Yeah.
To you know where.
First of all, Jim from the Palm's joking. So, you know.
I know.
But it's still hysterical.
That's a one-way ticket.
Nah, Stanton does well. You can see, you know, Stanton was knows his way around the block. He's one of those dudes. Let's go to these streets. And I don't even know what to say after the Flyers flame out in Game 7. It still bums us out. Number one Flyer fan in the Delaware Valley. From blackgritty.com, the great Black Gritty.
Man, I'm like the number 10 Flyer fan. I'm moving my way up, though. I'm learning. I'm never going to take the credit, but I earn it. I'm in now, though. But I'm going to crank up these ranks. I'm 10, and I was Gray Gritty early in the week. You're lucky you missed me. I was not Black Gritty. I was Gray Gritty.
You were Gray Gritty?
I was sad, brother.
Oh, that's a shame.
I was sad.
I know. You were sad Gritty. And listen. Listen, they're going to be good. I'm disappointed how it ended, but they're going to be good. That's a team that's going to be back.
And now we can like look to the future. You know what I mean? But earlier on the week, I was lucky you was on vacation. Cause I'd have called in crying and boohooing. I took my time. You took your time. We good to go. Cause you know what today is?
What's today, Black Gritty?
Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
Oh, that's priceless.
It is so good. Oh,
Eagles only flying high, though. We about to play the boo-boo team. They even got no name. They just a boo-boo team. It is great. I don't care about their front. I don't care about their back. I don't care about their side to side. They are a trash can organization, and we're going to go up there and stomp them out. It's going to be a great day live up when it comes Sunday. I can't wait, guys. It's Friday. It's 2 days away, guys. Last night was like an appetizer, you know what I mean? Get some little shrimp in somebody's fancy house. It's cool. But it ain't really my kind of food. You know what I'm saying? We get to Sunday. We're going to be at my cookout with the roast, the hamburgers, the hot dogs, the ribs, the potatoes on the macaroni cheese, and the, we had the drinks ready, guys, because it's 2 days away, guys. Oh, Eagles football, brother. It's so exciting. Woo! Hi.
Back ready. All over the birds.
We gonna do it, brother. Fly, Eagles, fly, dog. Let's go.
Give me a chant.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. I probably have some trouble with the cars right now. So I'm black. There you go.
Black Gritty bringing it to us.
I was excited. It's awesome. Miss Blacker, he's gone.
I love, hearing our people, man. I do. VT Ron, a great football man. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
My man Pots and Pans is finally
What's
here.
What's going on, VT Ron?
It's Football Friday. Can you? This is unbelievable. I couldn't wait. I tell you, I feel a little bit cheated, though. I do feel a little bit cheated, Andrew, because I can't drive up there. I can't get in the car. I just bought two new tires for the car. I was ready to come up, and I'm not going to be able to drive up. I'm not going to be able to fly up because I'm not going to be able to get to the games. I'm not going to be able to get to the Tech games. But, you know, in the heart, the green starts bleeding right now. Today, the green starts bleeding.
Well, and the beauty of it is you get to, you know, it's new, different for you. Instead of being at the games,
yeah,
you'll be at home. Yeah. You'll be watching them. It'll be comfortable for you.
Yeah.
And he'll still bring that same passion. I know you, VT Ron.
Oh, absolutely, Anthony. Absolutely. With my boys down here, we're already guys together. We're going to do. We're going to meet here at 11:30 at my house on Sunday. Nice. And we're going to tailgate. We're going to tailgate in the driveway. And then we're all going to come in and watch the game. That's what we're going to do. You know, we're going to make a tailgate out of it and then come in and watch the game. And then enjoy a great win, because this is a win. I mean, it can't be anything else. I can't see them losing this game. I can't. And I'm going to give you a name. Boston Scott. Big numbers this weekend. Big numbers.
Boston Scott.
Yes, sir.
I like it, brother.
Like, you know, he's healthy. He's healthy, and he's going to be that double threat. You don't know how much Miles Sanders is going to be there with it. And I like Boston Scott doing a little bit today, because that defensive line that they have, that defensive line is going to put some pressure, a lot of screens, a lot of outs, things like that. Get that guy, get Boston Scott in the open field. He's going to scoot. He can put some points up.
I can see that.
I feel it. But Anthony, you know, we wait for this day. And the crazy thing about this year is there was no preseason leading up to it.
Right.
All and I think sudden, that changed. Bang, it's here.
Yeah, and I think that's what threw us all off. And the fact that they were playing, you know, basketball and hockey and their playoffs, and, you know, we're watching games and we're talking about the Sixers and the Flyers.
Right.
And the next thing you know, you turn around and you go, oh my God, it's football. It's here.
Right. Because there's no, and the other thing is you're following it. But you're not following, like, the anticipation. Like, you go through the preseason games and you say, okay, who's going to get cut? Who's not going to be here? Who's hurt? Who's hurt really bad? You know? And that wasn't there this year. And it's here. It's all of a sudden, it's here. And it's such a great feeling. It is such a great feeling. You know, I look at my Hokies in the ACC. Look at the ACC. They're playing 10 ACC teams this year. How great is that? I love this.
Yeah, but I'm down on college football, man.
Well,
I am. I'm down on it because it's not uniform. Like, you got to be uniform. They all got to be on the same page. I mean, this Big Ten from the start.
Big Ten should be playing. They should be playing. The Pac-12 should be playing.
Except here's the one thing, though. The one thing, I'm on the fence with it. I understand what you're saying, But these are kids, and we have an issue with the virus on college campuses. And
yeah, you make a great point.
And they're not being compensated, these kids. The NFL, the pro guys, they were offered a chance. If they didn't feel comfortable, they can take a leave, and you know they did it the right way. These college kids, you got to take care of them.
I got you. So, Anthony, I want to leave with this.
Yes.
And our guy, you know, our guy from the fighting borough of Bristol would always say, "Eagles Super Bowl. Let's go, Birds!"
Go, Birds, VT Ron. Yeah, I miss college football. Now, again, there's going to be games Saturday.
Yeah.
And I'll watch. It just feels weird. It feels disjointed.
It does feel weird.
Like, no Big Ten? No Pac-12?
Yeah.
No Temple until, what, October?
October 10th, they will play Navy. That's going to be their first game.
Yeah, it's just weird. It's just, you know, that part of it's strange. Yeah, do I think they should be playing? I wish they were playing. But I think the way the NFL handle it, they're professionals. All right, we got lots of people to call on the bells. All right, everybody sit tight. We're going to run through everybody. Brent and Frankie and Timmy and Zach, Karate Mark, Gregory. We'll get you all straight ahead. Buzz Radio with the Judas. My name's Tyrone. Hello, Tyrone. Oh, man. Listen, let me tell you about my friends at Xeva Vitamin Infusion Therapy. This is fascinating, this Xeva. Brilliant. So, life comes at us hard these days, right? You know, we're constantly going 100 miles an hour. We're exhausted, run down, stressed. We're dehydrated, get headaches and body aches. We're working overtime to protect ourselves from getting sick. Well, I needed a positive way to recharge and refuel. Enter Xeva Vitamin Infusion Therapy. It's been a game changer for me. Imagine flooding your body with the vitamins and nutrients and amino acids and hydration that you need to boost your immune system, elevate your mood, your energy level, replenish your reserves. It's amazing. You sit there in one of these infusion suites and you can pick, you know, what do you want? Do you want the vitamin C? You help your immune. They have a beauty aids for like somebody like Nat. I mean, it's great. Imagine, we're talking vitamins, nutrients, hydration, administered by a board-certified nurse at one of Xeva's modern infusion suites. Relax in a massage chair. You got a big screen TV, your phone, whatever you want. Tell I recharge. To learn more about Xeva's vitamin therapies, visit Xeva.com. That's AXIVA.com. Xeva, replenish, recharge, relief.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, Jalen's doing really well. You know, we've kind of, we've taken it day by day with him. We kind of increased him this week. We want to see where he's at. You guys know we're not going to put anybody out there that's not 100% or better. And he's feeling good. So we'll get through these next couple of days. But, expect some good things. He's felt good. So we'll see where he's at the next, here in the next 48 hours.
Double digits. Did you hear Brad last night?
No, I did. I did not hear Brad last night. No,
Brad Feinberg.
But you told me. Yeah, Washington. That's his number one play. You said
his number one play. I can't understand it. I can't understand it. We, you know, it's funny. I agree with now, Brad. In case you don't know, is the sports betting expert for NBC Sports Philly. So he's a professional handicapper, but he's not one of these, you know, slime balls. He's legitimate. That's what he does. So he has an opinion on the games. We talk about it. So last night, he's on Thursdays with me, Cousin's Corner. He says to me, and I go, we're talking about it. I go, here's the games I like. We agreed on every game, and there was four of them, except the Eagles game. And he goes, well, in truth, Washington's my number one play. And I don't see it. I don't see it a little bit. I think Dwayne Haskins is horrible. Horrible. I mean, they got a kid, new kid running back. We'll see. He's not an Allaire. I know that.
No, he's not.
I mean, I know their front. Oh, their front is good. Okay. But the Eagles' front's not good.
Yeah, that's my thing. Right? Like, all of a sudden, the Eagles' defense is nothing.
Like, all right, McLaren's good. I agree. But all of a sudden, he's Jerry Rice?
And Chase Daniel?
Chase Young is Chase. Is Reggie White? Come on, man. Zach and Ventnor, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Zachary.
What's up, guys? It's football season. Let's go! Yo, I had to call him this week, man. I'm pumped, man. I'll get all this Washington's good win. They have like three good players on their entire team. Like, I don't see it, man. Is Terry McLaurin going to throw the ball to himself? Like,
I know.
Come on, man. They don't have a running back. Who's there on their offensive line? Like, come on, man. We have a good. I don't know. I think we're going to hit them. I think we're going to smack them.
Yeah, I think the same thing. I can see. I'm thinking double digits. I'm thinking something like, I'm trying to come up with like, scores. But
I was thinking like 31-14.
Yeah, 31-10.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't see it. Like, oh my God, he beat Darius Slay on one play, win a game. Awesome, cool, do it again. Like, I don't see it happening, man. We got a better secondary, we got a better D-line, we have a better offense, I don't know.
And think about this for a second. And I know that years past, they started slow and, you know, we kept waiting for the offense to wake up the last 2 years, right? How they started the season. I think they're different. I think DeSean Jackson, if he's healthy, at least for this game, yeah. I think it means something for him.
So do I. And real quick, you were calling, like, what made you fall in love with football? I remember my first memory, like where I then participated in the memory making for football, was my dad yelling at the TV, screaming, and I didn't know why, but it was the season when Herschel Walker had the 90-yard rush reception and kick return, and he was the first guy to ever do that. So I was like, wow, this guy's, and he became my favorite athlete ever. I had a white Herschel Walker jersey. He was my guy. I got to meet him one time, and then if you remember later on in his life, he actually fought in Strike Force and he was like 50 and he knocked out these 20-year-old dudes.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And I remember watching that and being like, this dude is the reason I love the Eagles. This is even better now. Like, and that was I fell in love with Herschel Walker, made me fall in love with the Eagles, and I'm forever, man.
That's way cool, man. That's way cool. I love it, Zach. Great stuff. What are you doing Sunday morning? What are you going to be doing?
Well, honestly, at the bar I work at, I wake up early in the morning, I cook the wings until, like, the game starts, and then I leave.
Okay, so you'll be at, which bar you work at?
I work at Charlie's in Summers Point.
Ah, that's cool, man!
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Awesome.
I go in, I make the wings, and then, like, I tell them, like, listen, if the game starts at 1, I gotta go, and usually I just go out to the bar, but because we can't do that now, I'm probably just gonna jet home and watch the game.
Yeah, that's good. How's it been? Are you guys limited seating, or you're outdoors so you can?
We do outdoors. We haven't opened up inside yet. I think we're going too soon. But we have a big tent outside. They bring out the projectors. So like when the Sixers and the Flyers are playing at the same time, one side of the tent was the Sixers, the other side was the Flyers. They're going to
that's awesome.
The, They put the football game on last night. They're going to do the Eagles game. They put the Phillies on all the time. It's actually a pretty cool setup outside.
Oh, that's fantastic. Got to come see it, man. A little fall trip over the weekend
come see it. You and the Tunis come
yeah,
down.
Yeah, we'll come down. Over
some wings.
Yeah, I like it. Maybe we'll come down later this month, a little road trip. I like it.
Let me know, man.
You got it, brother. Enjoy, my man. What do you think, Cuss? You want to go down there?
Yeah, I'm interested.
I still have not put the feet in the toes.
Yeah, I feel bad for you, man. I do.
Put the feet in the toes. The toes in the sand. Haven't done it.
Yeah, that's a bummer. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
One of these days.
You know what's funny? I was going to head down, bring the kids down just to go see Tooch and do like a quick day trip.
Yeah.
And it was like pouring rain last Thursday.
And oh, like, yeah. You go, what's the point?
I mean, I was like 8:30. I got home. The kids are like, what do you think? And I was like, nah, because you know, it's a shame. Next day was pretty decent, but it was, you know, miserable, rainy.
Yeah. I still love the shore September, early October.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not the same, you know, beating sun and the water is a
I love August. August, yeah. I'm sure, is the best.
That's when you used to vacation, too,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So you still have that.
Yeah, I got it.
An emotional attachment to the,
correct,
the month of August down the shore.
Correct. All right, real quick. Do we have the pig pen?
Okay, everybody gather around. It's time for the pig pen. Hold down.
And the Marlins will have him loaded for Starling Marte. A 1-0 pitch is in the air right field. It sends Harper back near the wall, and it's off the wall. Harper chases it down. Two runs are in. Here comes the third, and Starling Marte has tied the game with two outs in the eighth inning. Brian Anderson, first one at the bottom of the ninth, is hit sharply past Didi Gregorius, a base hit. And that is how the ninth inning starts, with a knock from Brian Anderson. That'll bring up Alfaro. Marlins so good with two outs. Alfaro, ground ball, makes it up the middle. In comes Marte. It's a Marlins win. Look at Alfaro as he's mobbed by his teammates.
Sorry it wasn't good enough.
Oh, it's awesome. The pig pen throwdown.
Sorry it wasn't good enough.
Thanks to that man, pig pen himself, Tommy Hunter. Mr. Sorry it wasn't good enough.
Sorry it wasn't good enough.
Tommy Hunter gives us yet another day of joy as the Phillies begin the important series against the Marlins with a Tommy Hunter-led comeback by Miami. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it, buddy. Sorry, you're not good enough. Tim in Dayton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Timmy?
Football. Oh, man, I had to check in with you. First football Friday of the year.
That's
I'm
it,
so
man.
Pumped up. Listen, yesterday you were talking about the castle. You know, you got to be in the castle for the game. So I just finished my castle. I don't know what your castle's like, but I just finished the garage. The garage is all
That's your castle. I love it.
That's my castle, yeah. So I got the garage finished. It's painted the Eagles gray in the beak, all right? I got two TVs all set up, ready to go for the games. I got a Flyers corner bar. I got the Nick Foles sign, Philly thing. I got an old school Jeremiah Trotter sign jersey out there. Man, it's good stuff. All right, so I love football because of fans. I love football because of family. All right, so check this out. So my daughter was born 3 weeks, 3 weeks after the Super Bowl. She wants to say something to you. Go Eagles.
One more time. Oh, I love it. That's beautiful. Look at that. Timmy, got your little angel, man. She's a sweetheart. How about that? She's born 3 weeks after the Super Bowl. And she already knew the Eagles. That was beautiful. Tim, excellent work. Great work by you in the castle. We got another great Eagle fan on the line, Andrew. Another fabulous Eagles fan He, in fact, is our autism champion. That's right. He's the guy. He's the captain in the fight against autism. Our buddy Ben from Montgomeryville. Benny, how are you, pal?
What's up? Let's go, Birds! Woo! I'm ready.
You are the man, Ben. What are you thinking, buddy?
13-3
You and Sal, pal, on the same page.
Yes, sir. 13-3 We're going to win the NFC East. We're going to win the divisional round. We're going to the Super Bowl. This is the year, because we're going to Tampa. We're doing it this year.
Look at you. You are. All right, size up this game for me on Sunday.
Yes, I'm ready. You know what we need to do? We need to go to Summers Point sometime and go get those wings. I love wings.
It did sound good, man. That sounded really good.
Sounds really good right now, yes.
Yeah, I know. You got that right. What are you going to be doing for the game, Benny?
I'm hoping to go to Six Flags on Sunday. I'm going to go ride some roller coasters. I'm hoping to do an Eagles chant of all the rides. And I'm hoping I don't get booed by Cowboys fans or Redskins fans or New York Giants.
You don't have to worry about that, buddy, all right?
Yes, sir.
Don't worry about those creeps. Give me a good chant, Benny.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles, let's go! Fly, Eagles, fly! Woo!
There you go. There's Benny. Good job, Benny. Benny is our fine autism ambassador. He does a great job with the Eagles, and he does all his events. He's terrific. We love him. Tunis, you working on it for me? You are, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm paying attention.
All right, good man. Because I need some bells. Look at this. I haven't talked to them. You know it's football season when we get this man. We heard from a lot of the enemy. We heard from Captain Cowboy. We heard from Cowboy Dave. And now, the number one Vikings man in North Carolina, a Minnesota man, Kilroy.
Yeah, what's up, fellas?
What's going on, Kilroy? How you been, man?
I'm good, man. COVID-free, you know what I mean?
Good for you, buddy.
Yeah, I first of all, Andrew, man, glad to hear you again. You know what I'm saying?
Glad you're back.
Tunis, the man.
Y'all had a guy on earlier basically saying that the Eagles front four. Do y'all realize what Washington got to have? Hey, the skin's going to bring it to y'all. I'm letting you know now. I already made a bet.
You're going to lose that bet already. Good.
No, I guarantee.
Good. I'm glad you're going to lose
Monday
that
morning,
bet.
Monday morning, make sure I'm going to call you 10:15. Make sure you answer because the skin's going to upset y'all. Believe that.
All right. So let me ask you a question. If the Redskins lose, which I believe they will, what are you going to do for us?
Well, whatever.
What do you mean, whatever?
You know what I mean?
No, you want to be able to crow. What you got on the line, Holmes?
Well, right now, I'm worried about Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I don't care about Aaron Rodgers. You made a big statement that the Redskins are going to upset the Eagles. What are you going to do when the Eagles win the game?
Well, I apologize on live radio Monday. But I'm telling you now, the Redskins will beat y'all Sunday.
Yeah, all right.
Carson ain't ready. All you do is...
No. You flap.
No.
Yeah, no, you're never, flapper. You're
never.
Flapper.
Never. I'm just letting you know.
Listen.
I know football.
You say you know football, but you have
football.
Why? Because they have a good front? That's your reasoning?
They got a dominating front.
They got a kid playing. Get the hell out of here. You crazy. You nuts. I'm going to entertain this on a football Friday? Are you crazy? Not only are you a flapper, but you're an arrogant flapper. You're a mother flapper. Get the hell out of here, Kilroy. Let's see if you got the balls to call Monday morning and apologize. And just for that, go Pack, go. I need Eagle fans now lining up to tell that guy why the Eagles are going to win. Nick in Lawrenceville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nicky.
Hey, how you doing?
Nicky.
Can't complain, man. Football is back. I'm excited to see what my Chargers can do.
Oh, I think
the Eagles can win big. And fly, Eagles, fly, and go Chargers. I'll be watching the game at Buffalo Wild Wings. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to be wearing my Junior Seau jersey. I can't wait.
What's with the Chargers, Nicky?
Oh, man. I've been a Charger fan since birth. But my second team is the Eagles, so I got to rock with the Eagles, too.
All right, buddy.
Can't complain. Can't complain.
Yeah, no, listen. You're a nice guy. You know Kilroy. You're a nice guy. Yeah.
Yeah. You know. It runs in my blood. All the Eagle jerseys I got. All the Chargers jerseys I got.
You're wearing the Junior Seau.
Oh yeah. Man. I gotta wear Junior Seau with pride. That was my guy. That was my favorite player.
All right, Nicky. All right, listen. You enjoy yourself, my brother. Have fun with the Wings. What's going on? I can't end the show this way. I mean, Nicky's not a good guy, but, you know, he's talking about Junior Seau. Then the other creep from North Carolina, who I still don't understand how he's a Minnesota fan, and why he calls our station. He's got nothing to do with Philadelphia, but somehow he found our station, and he's a fungus I can't get rid of. Can I have a couple Eagle fans call up to end the show? At 610-632-0975. At least tell me how they're going to win. And, Tunis, you have some bells for me? That's not how I thought we'd end this thing. From the fighting borough of Bristol, the one, the only, Coach Al.
You ready, man? Does it feel good? I'll tell you, every year it's the same thing. And that guy Kilroy is crazy. Don't worry about him. We're going to blow this team out. This is going to be a fun Eagle Washington blowout by the Eagles over the Skins. It's kind of traditional. I just love the Washington Eagles game start. It's nice. It's traditional. And blowing them out is going to feel real good. It feels good, doesn't it, Anthony? It feels good. I'll tell you what, does it feel good? Oh, man, every year it's the same thing. This year it's even better.
Here it is, Coach Al. What happened to Coach Al? He evaporated. All right, Eagles, Super Bowl. I love it, Coach Al. Give me the bells, Judas. Give me the bells.
Tonight, are you going to put somebody in their mouth? All right, all in. 1, 2, 3, all in, baby.
A blitz. Marion Barber loses the football. Jose Leo Hansen on the return. Only Romo can get close to him. It's another defensive touchdown.
Watch for the great block by Keith Byers on Pepper Johnson. And he's in trouble. Wentz will be escaping from the 18-yard line. How in the world did that happen? First down out to the 44-yard line.
This to win it and become an instant hero in Philadelphia. Jake Elliott.
Awesome, Judas. Awesome. That gave me chills. My kids, Anthony and Massimo, go, Daddy, what's a flapper? What I call Kilroy a mother flapper. And a fungus. I can't have it. I need Dan. Dan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Cuz, you ready for Sunday?
Yes, Danny.
Let's go. We're going to run through. I'm ready to run through a wall. We're going to bring it this Sunday. You know why? Because it doesn't matter how hard you get hit. It's how hard you can get hit and keep taking it. Let's go. Sunday, E-A-G-L-E-S-E-D-O!
I love it, Danny! Nikki, give me a chant, Nikki! Come on, brother! Nikki! Give me a chant! Ah! Jake! Give me a chant! God, give me another one!
E-A-G-L-E-S-E-D-O!
Again, again, again!
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagle!
Yes! That's what I'm talking about, Jake! Thank you, brother! Michael! Give me a chat!
Anthony, I got one question for you.
What?
Are you ready for the football?
Yes!
Go Birds!
Go Birds!
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagle!
Thank you, brother! I appreciate you kicking us out! Everybody, have a great day. Go Birds. They're going to win big double digits. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game, everybody. Be safe. We'll see you on Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.